This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
A pair of something on the Paracast.
Yes, a cat.
A paracat. That's a combination of a parrot and a cat. You got to hear that meow. Let's continue our discussion there about you recruiting people who were not part of the military for your operations?
Yeah, I mean, I could recruit, and I would and did, civilians. You know, civilians that just had a security clearance level. They had access to something that, you know, in the case I was doing, it was for counter-espionage provocations, another term for double agentry. But this isn't done just in double agentry. You recruit whoever you think will be useful. And my point of bringing this up is that Mr. Elizondo might not be working alone in the To the Stars Academy. There could be more than one of those guys who are actually part of the same theoretical, hypothetical operation that I'm talking about here. See, they don't have to have had an intelligence background necessarily to be recruited to do this. You know, they get vetted, they get analyzed, then they get pitched. And if they buy the pitch, if they go, yeah, I'll do this, they sign their agreements and they are undercover, you know, operationally employed by, you know, whichever agency is doing this for the purpose of that particular operation. And this is the possibility that I see with, for example, Elizondo and, you know, the other guys with the To the Stars Academy. You could almost take it to the extreme that it's kind of, I don't want to say an all-star team, but it's, you know, kind of, wow, you know, talk about a dream situation. Let's not just throw one whistleblower because people are beginning to get suspicious about these whistleblowers. Let's throw a whole team. You know, we'll throw so much at them that they'll just give up. It's the shotgun approach for whistleblowers, really, if you're looking at this as a strategy. So it might be that Elizondo is indeed not working alone in this. There's strength in numbers. So it all comes down to you got to look at it and judge for yourself.
This is fascinating. It's good to have insight from someone who did this sort of work. And what's funny is Elizondo is not he's got a really good attitude towards his speculation. Even the media, who he says has gotten a lot of things wrong, often because they're making assumptions, mm-hmm. just not necessarily out of maliciousness, just out of ignorance. They just don't know any better. They're translating the information the best they can. Even myself, I'm using information, and I've written some things where the group has said, hey, you're way off on that. And I'm just using stuff that I'm getting because they haven't told me otherwise. And he has a great attitude about that. Even a lot of the speculation out there, because the speculation gets pretty wild about the group and what they're doing out there. He understands. He even says, as an intelligence person, I'm skeptical, he says, when I analyze information. They're just doing the best they can with the information that they have. So he doesn't blame people for speculating. I don't think he would be offended by what you say. I think he would say, hey, you know what? I understand from your perspective why you have to keep this sort of thing in mind, which, you know, because anything is possible.
Well, and I want to add, too, that if he is doing something operational, unless I draw the line at if there is some big evil plan to lie about some alien threat, you know, to let the military-industrial guys run the world. That would piss me off like it would piss anybody off. Let's set that aside. If I'm right about Elizondo and these other guys, you know, they're doing this operationally, I don't really have a problem with that. If I were in their position and they came to me and said, hey, you know, back then it's like, hey, Special Agent Bosley, this is what we're going to do. We're going to piecemeal disclose this stuff to the public, and we want you to be, you know, on our team of, you know, tricklers. Yada, yada. Heck yeah, I'd do it too. That's the thing, and that's my point. And I know there's a lot of people paranoid about me because I was OSI, but, you know, I understand that because I'm saying, yes, you're absolutely right. It's possible I could be. See, I could. Now, I'm not. By golly, I wish I were because I'd be getting a paycheck because I'm driving a crappy 10-year-old car and, you know, I can't even afford a Mac laptop. But and that's my point is I could be. Not to make anyone paranoid. It's just something to, you know, that people do have to keep in mind. And this field is ripe for people to do that kind of thing. And because if it comes anywhere near classified advanced technology, yeah, they're going to play games with it. They're going to play games with the UFO field, and we just always have to keep that in mind. We know that. That said, again, I don't demonize Elizondo for anything I've seen. I just say I put out there the possibility that it could be a let's trickle out disclosure operation. It could be.
Well, another thing that you mentioned, and I'd love to ask you about, is this idea of the management, the perception management. And if Elizondo's situation is as he says on the surface, then there, and it seems like there might be, what is a perception management going on? Because there's no doubt there would be then discussions about how do we deal with this Elizondo situation, and how do we want to manage the perception of him being out there and what we've been up to. And that seems like a shoe that hasn't dropped, a situation that hasn't been addressed. And I don't know, what do you make of that?
Oh, okay. You're saying that if we can take him at face value and he really left the government so that he could share this info, well, it's plain and simple. At any time when he violates whatever secrecy agreement, that's when the agents are going to knock on his door and remind him of that secrecy agreement. And to the extent that he violates it, you know, it, plain and simple, he'll be under the, you know, the potential of the fine and or imprisonment or both. They don't play games with that. So that kind of, to me, because of what you just said, I mean, he's been out there, he's saying, you know, things in the spirit of, oh, yeah, this is what we did, this is what we looked at. If he's saying anything that they're doing on a project that they weren't telling the public about, that now he is revealing, then if we're taking him at face value, he's putting himself in deep trouble legally. So therefore, we have to consider, again, that may not be the case, that he might be working operationally under instructions to do this, to, by golly, I quit being a staffer guy because I'm really into this and I really want to share it with you. That could be his assignment. Not an evil assignment. That could just be how they, you know, want to go about doing this. But if he's not on assignment, and he's now wanting to spill the beans, so to speak, on what was being done in this program that he was running or part of the CIA, I'm telling you, the minute he gets too close to violating that secrecy agreement, he'll shut up, he'll disappear from interviews, he'll resign from the thing, or he'll get in deeper trouble. That's just the way that works. So, again, this is where the time will tell thing. Because it's only been, like, what, a couple of months since these guys did that press conference?
Not even. Well, October was when they did the press conference, and it's only been a month that the New York Times story came out.
You would think here, guys, that Elizondo, if he's legitimately doing this and not as a plant from some agency, that he fully understands his limits in advance. Or maybe even asked superiors, hey, what can I say here without getting myself in trouble? And he'll be circumspect.
Well,
he will not push those limits.
If he's operational, that is spelled out for him. In fact, he's told exactly, okay, you will say this, you'll talk about that, and you won't do the, you know, he'll be told it's like what we call passage material. You know, when you run double agents, in order to make that double agent convincing to the foreign target is, you know, you give them some real classified. It's material.
What's happening here is we're running over here. I have to stop it, and then we'll pick up on it. More to come. Gene, Walter, and Alejandro. And you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Just as we were ending there, what Walter is saying here is that obviously if he is a contractor, he fully knows what he could do. And you're also saying he may drop in a few tidbits, some classified stuff to intrigue us and make it seem as if he's genuine.
Yeah, it's for the bona fides of the asset, which is what he would be if he is, you know, doing this contract or whatever. And it's for bona fides for the public. It's so that the UFO community will say, see, he's the real thing. He's the real thing because we can trace this and this other guy confirmed it. Well, all of that can be set up. I know for a fact I've done this kind of thing. Okay. When I say I've done this kind of thing, I'm not talking about fooled the UFO community. So I don't want people out there to get all hot and bothered and excited. What I'm saying is, as far as when you have a target and you have an asset who's working for you and you need to, you know, give them information so that they are convincing to your target, yes, you give them pieces of real, which, you know, are tainted with pieces of not real in that particular case. But in this particular case, I would say, and I'm speculating here, folks, that if he's operational, that, yeah, he would be given pieces of real so that they can, you know, just put the operation on a solid foundation with their target, which in this case would be the public, specifically the UFO public. Again, I'm talking about operational mechanics here. I'm not talking about the morality of what their intention is. I'm just talking about the operational mechanics. And what I'm seeing fits right in with operational mechanics, to be honest.
Hmm. But still, he hasn't said a lot either. And it also then fits in with your other scenario, someone who it doesn't want to be shut down, who, if he was genuine, if he's telling the truth. And so he only has a handful of information he can share with the public that's been cleared, and that's it. And so we're just not going to get much because he's going to want to steer very clear from getting a visit and being told, hey, cut it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He's going to want to be careful with that. And at some point, you know, if he really doesn't have new tidbits or info to share, at the point that he just becomes the guy they go to for analysis or commentary, you know, on stuff, then that could be a clue there, too, that what you're saying is he's the real deal and he's told what he can tell and that's it. There's no more that he can tell. But, you know, yeah, that's a possibility that would be an indicator, you know, of what you're saying. But
I have another
again,
question.
We're back to,
mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We have one other scenario similar to this, only that I can think of, and that's Nick Pope. He is in a similar situation, somewhat similar situation. He actually retired from his position, but he is out speaking, and he is bound by the UK Secrecy Law Act, and he's very clear when you reach that wall that I can't talk about that because that would be breaching. Right. So, but he's been out there for many, many years, sharing information. Yeah. And, really, I think he's helped a lot to bring credibility to this whole, field. Mm-hmm.
But has he been operating as a plant?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I'll say about that. Just keep in mind, he could have been off and on, and that's really where you got to leave it, because see, we, including myself right now, we're outside of these agencies, so we can't say for sure, but we just have to keep in mind that, yeah, he could have been their guy on the outside, and every once in a while it's like, okay, Nick, get this out there, we want the people to know this. He could have been. That doesn't make him insincere about his interest and enthusiasm for the subject. That doesn't make him insincere in everything he says. I'm just saying that, you know, it's possible that some of what Pope has contributed could have been, you know, passed to him to do that.
Hmm. So many possibilities. Let me ask you here, Walter. Obviously, somebody with an intelligence background could see the signs. Is there anything that regular people like Alejandro and me should look for to say, you know, maybe this guy is someone being employed to do this?
Well, that's kind of what I do in conversations like this. The things I'm telling you guys is, you know, number one, look at their background, okay? Look at, for instance, Elizondo. Was he a 20-year guy, 30 years? I can't remember how long he was in the business as a staff guy. You got to remember, there's staff and there's contract. You just have to take into account that certain agencies, particularly the CIA, will run contractors operationally. And I'm not, you know, violating anything there. I mean, everybody's known that for years. Hell, they put it in movies. So it's really just think about all the things I've said and shared. That's what you look for. That's what you consider. Beyond that, if something were to come to mind, of course, I'd share it with you. But I think that's what I've been trying to do. That's why I come on and talk about these things. A lot of people think that I'm down on ET, I'm down on UFOs, I'm out here to rain on everyone's parade. And no, that's not what I'm doing. What I am trying to do is say, hey, folks, you know, keep in mind, from my perspective, keep in mind that this kind of situation could be this and that kind of situation could be that within an intelligence, you know, operational perspective, context. So, there you go. If that's the answer to your question.
I think that makes a lot of sense that, you know, and you have done that this entire show, which is, you know, given us a lot to think about. And, you know, I always feel like it's important to be savvy and be aware of these things and keep eyes out for red flags as we go through and discover all of this. And it helps me in, you know, my future conversations. What sort of questions would you want to ask Elizondo to, let's say, verify or do your best to discover where he fits in that kind of whether, you know, well, you feel his story's on the up and up and not something that has been given to him to create, you know, to pitch to everybody.
Before we have those questions, let's have Walter's suggestions and response in a moment. Just want to remind you, we have a second radio show called After the Paracast, which will be a wrap-up show, special interviews, extended interviews, part two of this show sometimes. It's available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com for more information. plus.theparacast.com. And we also include a version of this show free of the network ads with better quality audio. Walter Bosley will respond to Alejandro's question on the other side. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Walker Bosley, do you have questions to suggest that Alejandro ask Alizondo?
Unfortunately, I don't think you'd get an answer, not the kind of answer that you'd be hoping for. When you're dealing with someone who's operational, you're not going to get that definitive answer that's, you know, going to set your mind at ease or is going to convince you either way. You know, I tell people all the time, I said it a minute ago, I have not worked for OSI since 1999, and I guarantee you there's people out there that are just banging their table saying, "That liar, he's still one of them. Him and Doty, you know, have tea every morning and conspire against us." You know, I'm not going to be able to convince anybody that I'm not, okay? Because, again, even under what I'm saying myself, I could still be operational, theoretically, you know. So there's the problem that the interviewer, the researcher, is going to have with someone who they think might be operational. You know what? Here's what you do. I go back to the world of double agentry, okay? Now, yeah, we would recruit a guy and we'd send him with the passage material and we'd target the GRU, the KGB, or the SVR, or whatever they call themselves by that particular time of your operation, and we always had to factor that, okay, they're not dumb. They could see this as, oh, there's that them OSI guy sending us a provocation, okay? We know this is a double agent, but they also know how the game is played, and they know that in that briefcase of passage material, there's going to be some real stuff. So what they'll do is they'll say, "Oh, yes, thank you, Mr. So-and-so," who they are suspect is a double agent, but they'll take what's in the briefcase and hand it to their analysts and their scientists to say, "Hey, pick out the real stuff here. We're not buying this guy. We know he's a provocation. We know he's a double agent from the Americans. But we know that, you know, the way the game is played, there's going to be some nuggets of truth and gold in what they're giving us." So that's the best. thing you could do as a researcher and interviewer is politely listen to the info they're giving you, take their so-called briefcase of material, and then analyze what they say and pursue that while not, you know, necessarily expecting to get your definitive answer on the guy, okay? That's going to be, honestly, the best you're going to be able to do, because there is no question that you could ask that's going to make him say, oh, you got me, yeah, I'm a fake, I'm undercover operative here. That just ain't going to happen. So, you know, take what they say, see if there's any nuggets, follow up on it, you know, do the due diligence on the things they're saying. Oh, there's this tech, or there was that sighting. Do the due diligence, and you might find something real in there, but that's the best you're going to be able to do.
Okay, my follow-up to that would be, what if you had the chance to talk to him, let's say he joined us, he calls in right now, what would you ask him?
Publicly, nothing. I would be more satisfied with a private one-on-one conversation, but that said, he's not going to tell me anything, you know, particularly if he's operational and he's good. You know, we're going to have a nice, pleasant conversation, and about the most we'd get out of it is if we ever cross paths or if we ever did training in the same places, and, you know, just like, you know, the old joke in the movie Ronin, you know, talk about the color of the boathouse at the farm or whatever, you know, that kind of thing, and maybe exchange, you know, hey, yeah, I knew that guy, I was in Afghanistan with him, or this, that, or the other, because I've been in that world, honestly, there, any question that, you know, hey, is this, I know that I would not get an answer from him that would be satisfying, that would satisfy others. So that's where that's at. And I know that sounds murky and vague, but welcome to the world of spooks.
Gotcha. Well, I guess I can get that. I guess we'll just have to be, I guess it's all what we can gain from it, because I think the net change, the deltas, let's say, from prior to the Times article to now, is that I would argue, and I think that the media is taking this topic, it's added a lot of credibility to the topic for them, and they're never going to be able to discuss this topic without referring to this situation that the DOD even recently investigated, and the chief of the department believes that it's a serious situation. So it's changed the conversation. So if that's the end goal.
It has changed the conversation for a while, because remember, Project Blue Book was the Air Force's official program, and after a while, they lost interest in that, too. But you're right, for right now, they have something to refer to that is recent. You know, Blue Book is ancient. Here's something that's recent and fresh and new, but I'm a little cynical when it comes to, you know, the big media, because, you know, they always end up at some point just wanting to make guys like you and me and Gene and everybody listening out to be a bunch of crazies. You know, no matter what specific camps we're in on the issue, they just lump us all together as, isn't this nutty, you know? And I think it's not going to be long until they're back to the same old, unless something big is released.
I would argue, though, that's not always the case. It depends on how you approach them, because I feel like the majority of the times I've participated in with mainstream media, it's been positive. Someone like Leslie Kane,
but that's
instance,
probably individual reporters, right?
Well, no, I mean media as a whole, and not definitely not individual reporters, because it's not. There are a few reporters that I talk to more often than others, but. I think as
you know,
a
bring up a good point, or actually that I'll concede is, you know, this whole thing has been in the public consciousness for so many decades now that actually there probably are a lot more reporters in the big media, mainstream media now, who think like us than there used to be. So that doesn't surprise me. If you're having a good experience with these guys, that might be the reason, is because there's more, there's a bigger number now of them who think like us than there used to be. So that's promising.
But right now, we are so overwhelmed with all this other nonsense going on that you wonder when there's going to be another story. You know, is it going to be 2 months from now, or is it going to just fade?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's where the time will tell thing comes in.
Yeah, I mean, there at least of what we've been told, there's three videos. We've got a third video to come. I think there we'll see more. But it still just reframes the whole thing, which is a positive. But, interesting stuff to think about there. What are your thoughts, Gene? I mean,
here's the thing. We all three of us, all the listeners, again, I go back to no matter what personal perspective we're coming from, we all want to know, you know, we want to know what's out there. You know, we want to know that truth. We just want to quit fooling around with this and let's get to it, you know, because I totally accept, I think, I believe, to use the B word, that E.T. is out there and comes here. I have no problem with that. I'm not one of those that just because I think it's 90% human technology people are saying that, you know, that it's that E.T.s don't come here, you know, and you're somewhere else on the perspective and Gene is somewhere else on the perspective. And, you know, we're on the same side, you know, at the bottom line, the end of the day and all that. So, you know, we're kind of anxious for this to come about. And they know that if they are trickling stuff out. And, you know, I think the thing is the ball's in their court and they know it.
You know, we know we're going to do this break and come back with more great discussion with Walter Bosley, Gene Steinberg, Alejandro Rojas. Chris O'Brien's off to the Grand Canyon. You're in
the Bearcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Well, if they're doing gradual disclosure, they better speed things up. You know, I'm not as young as I used to be, and I've really lived longer than a lot of my relatives, except for my father and a couple of grandfathers. So at some it may not happen for me.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because, and this is just my personal position on that, is that, you know, my attitude is, well, Gene, when you die, then you'll know, see? And so therefore, let's say if that's true, when you die, you know the answer to these mysteries. What does that tell us about what the purpose of our lives are? If we're going to find out the answer to the mysteries anyway, hypothetically, then what are we supposed to be focusing on? And I say that as a guy who's totally obsessed with and in love with answering the mysteries. So I violate my own hypothetical all the time. I think most of us do. But it kind of helps give perspective. It's like, okay, is this that important? You know, and we can objectively say, oh, well, you know, yes, of course there's other things, you know, in life that are more important. Maybe we should focus on blah, blah, blah. Then we pause and we all kind of smile and we go, yes, it's that important. Yeah, you know, me too. I mean, if things go the way they've been going, of us three, Alejandro might be the only one who's around when, you know, the big disclosure comes. We can do it.
Yeah, I don't hold my breath for it. And I'm not that much younger than you guys. I feel like I'm an old guy. I got a lot of great hair. But the other question is this, and I always think another motivation, you brought up Richard Doty, another motivation for the intelligence world to not want to have more information out there about this topic in particular is that it's kind of a tool in their toolbox. They can, you know, perhaps use this, the whole idea of UFOs and aliens as a cover, or use it in counterintelligence, probably for things that aren't even related to this topic, or maybe, like you said, to cover black projects.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because we hadn't hit on that yet. Now, here's a hypothetical. Jake Elizondo, for example. Okay, let's say he's, you know, operational, okay? He's been briefed on what he's supposed to do. He's given the info he's supposed to give. But, yes, it's possible. What if he's operational and he thinks the operation is one thing when actually it's another? Now we're getting into that territory where, speaking for myself as a intel professional, that's where it begins to bother me, you know. And if I thought at any time, hey, wait a minute, they've got me doing this operation where they're telling me that, oh, yeah, we're going to disclose this, but actually it's a total, they're tweaking the perception, they're using this, just like you said, then that gets to be a problem there. And in my opinion, that would be, you know, a potentially nefarious thing, because that's possible too. You know, you have these sincere guys like an Elizondo who really think that what they're doing is what the operation is, and that is possible, but it's not. It could be that they're using their own operatives, was my point. And I'm not going to go too far into it, but there was something I was involved in. I remember the day I was sitting at my desk, and it crossed my mind, hey, wait a minute. This whole thing that I think is one thing could be this other thing. And if that's the case, that changes my perspective. And it was at that point that I, inside myself as a person, I began to lose a bit of the passion for that thing I was doing. Just on the suspicion that, wait a minute, if this is not what I think it is, but it's this other thing over here, I'm not interested anymore. I don't want to be any part of it. And I, shortly after that, changed my career path. I went and did something else.
Wow.
So I can say that that is a possibility, yeah, that even these operative guys could be being used, yes.
And could that be another motivation to continue secrecy? Because the less we understand or know about what's really going on or what they've really done in with UFOs or otherwise, then the more room they have to use, you know, that whole topic as in their toolbox. Sure.
Sure. Yeah, if it works, they're going to keep they're going to hold on to what they can hold on to. And if it works, you know, they're going to keep using it for whatever the purpose is. And that's the other, that's another conversation. We go back to, is it the Wernher von Braun thing where, you know, first it was this, then it was terrorists, then it was that, and then it's going to be aliens. You know, is it that fake alien threat? Is it just merely to keep the industrial complex going? Is it, you know, for whatever reason, or is it to cover a secret space program? For whatever reason, you know, yeah, as long as it works, they will keep it in their toolbox, and they will keep a lid on it, and they will play perception management games.
Mm-hmm. And to your point earlier, if 90% of what's being misidentified is human, some cases, you know, top secret, because they do get seen occasionally. It kind of is to their advantage that, you know, a report on something someone sees that is actually a top secret, a black project, goes into a UFO, goes into MUFON's files, and nobody cares, and it's not taken seriously. Whereas if people start taking those seriously, they might uncover some of these things and learn some more about their projects.
Yeah, and that's where, for years, I've said that they would use, that they are more than happy to let people think that advanced technology is a craft from another world. And what I meant by that was not out there, you know, hands-on engineering lies in the UFO field. What I'm saying is, if people happen to see that secret platform, that secret craft, and they say, oh, it was from Mars or Zeta Reticuli or whatever, just allowing that misperception and maybe fueling that fire, yeah, sure, exactly. Why not? And you're right. It does serve the purpose to keep something classified if people just blow it off as a story they don't believe, or it gets buried in the database of an organization.
Right. Yeah, and especially if they're not taken seriously, because, I mean, if this thing went the way that we would all like to see it go, I think many of us, then there would be, you know, more resources put towards trying to capture imagery or data about these things. Also, more research going into what they are, then if for instance one of their craft, you know, something was caught, like let's say that. The SR-72, which people have been talking about this week, And then you would be able to, you know, if we've got all these cameras and technology, kind of like some people are working on, including one of the gentlemen that departed to the stars, Chris, forget his last name, he's working with UFO data where that's what they want to do, capture these things in their thaleodites and stuff. And then they would have a lot of information. And it's just kind of an interesting thought, because if our technology gets, you know, where we're able to observe stuff like that, then we may be able to, if we caught one of these things flying across the sky, have quite a bit of information about these top secret craft.
Yeah. You know, whatever game they are playing, I think what it is they realize they're in a position where they need to change that game up, because we're at a point now. You talk about cameras and technological eyes out there. We're at the point now where the common person can buy things and utilize things with our common technologies, that there's a lot more technological eyes out there that are not in the hands of, you know, the military or the government or the intel agencies. And pretty soon, you gotta scrape away all the crap you see on YouTube that could be faked, this, that, and the other. But what I'm saying is, that said, pretty soon, just regular folks are going to be capturing whatever it is up there, and they're going to be capturing it very clearly. You know, whoever knows what it is that's up there, be it our own or someone else's, I think they're scrambling to figure out, okay, how are we going to keep our handle on this? Because pretty soon we're not going to be able to keep it hidden. Because some guy, you know, Alejandro or Gene, is going to be able to stand out in his backyard with this latest Mondo digital telescope, and oops, you know, they're going to get in vivid detail what we know is up there and have been hiding from people. So that could be that, what you said about the eyes, you know, think about that. That could be that. You know, what they're worried about is that pretty soon they're not going to be able to hide it from us. We're going to be able to see it.
Yeah, but right now most of us look down at our smartphones while crossing the street. We don't think of looking up as much anymore.
Maybe they designed it that way.
Of course, it's a trick. It's a plot by Apple. We've got more to come with Walter, Gene, and Alejandro. You're in.
The pair, a cast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.